July 1st. Diary, July to September, Battle Creek, Michigan. Friday, July 1st. Jenny and Self walked down to the city. It was a tiresome walk. Battle Creek. Sabbath, July 2nd. Had sinking turns. Suffered much all through the day. Battle Creek. Sunday, July 3rd. I was very weak. Battle Creek. Monday, July 4th. Wrote nearly all day, important matter. Battle Creek. Tuesday, July 5th. Was very weak in body. Battle Creek. Wednesday, July 6th. Rode down to the city with Mary Loughborough, Mary J. Loughborough, and my husband. Took our bonnets from the milliner. Battle Creek. Thursday, July 7th. Went down to brother and sister Smith's, Cyrenius and Louisa Smith. Had some conversation with them upon a vision I had. Feel bad that they do not realize their state as it is. Battle Creek. Friday, July 8th. We had much to do today. Dried half a bushel of cherries. Battle Creek. Sabbath, July 9th. Had a strange sinking turn. Unable to attend meeting. Wrote to brother and sister Smith. Battle Creek. Sunday, July 10th. Wrote a number of letters to sisters Harris, Abby, Lowry, Churchill. Battle Creek. Monday, July 11th. Went to the office. Arranged James's and my letters. Took dinner at Fletcher's. John Fletcher Byington. Indians pitched their tents in Manchester Oaks. Battle Creek. Tuesday, July 12th. Rode down street. Traded some. Spent the rest of the day in writing. Met brother Byington, John Byington, at Fletcher's. He looked happier than I had seen him for months. Says after a week he is going out to labor for the Lord, and expects to be absent 6 months. Thank the Lord for this. Battle Creek. Friday, July 22nd. My brother, John B. Harmon, that I have not seen for 20 years, came from Illinois with his wife, Lucy J. Harmon, to visit us. Battle Creek. Tuesday, July 26th. My brother leaves tonight at 12 o'clock. My father and mother accompany him. Battle Creek. Wednesday, July 27th. It seems very lonely today. Brother and father and mother gone. Perhaps we shall never meet them again. This makes me sad. Went down street to purchase material to use in Brother Chekowski's, Michael B. Chekowski, family. The merchant was kind enough to send her address. Battle Creek. Thursday, July 28th. Went to the office, assisted my husband. Battle Creek. Sabbath, July 30th. Mother White, Betsy White, is quite ill with dysentery. Took her to our own house to nurse her up. Husband preached twice today. The truth was set forth in a clear, powerful manner. His text was, "Preach the Word." Battle Creek. Tuesday, August 2nd. Brethren Andrews and Loughborough came from the tent meeting. Battle Creek. Thursday, August 4th. Mother is now able to go to her home again. Jackson, Michigan. Wednesday, August 17th. Left Battle Creek for Jackson on our eastern journey. Arrived at Jackson about 2 o'clock p.m. Found Brother Palmer's, Dan R. Palmer, family well. Had a praying season that eve. Felt like wrestling earnestly with God for the spirit of labor, and we had an assurance that our prayers would be answered. Carlton, New York. Thursday, August 18th. Awoke a little past 2. took the railroad cars at 4. Feel very miserable. Rode all day. Oh, what an exhibition of hoops! What pride and fashion! Surely hoops cannot be convenient in the cars. Our journey on the cars ended about 6 p.m. Found Brother Buckland, Curtis P. Buckland, and Cottrell, Roswell F. Cottrell, waiting with covered carriages. We had a very easy conveyance to Brother Buckland's, about 5 miles, 8 kilometers. Carlton. Sabbath, August 20th. They are coming in to the meetings. 100 in the forenoon, above 200 in the afternoon. Brother White preached forenoon and afternoon. Brother Cottrell in the evening. Have meeting in the evening. Carlton. Sunday, August 21st. Large congregation. Good attention. Tent full. Some women with their rich silks and satins sit upon the ground just inside of the curtain. I preached from this text. Preach the Word. Rochester, New York. Monday, August 22nd. Left Brother Buckland's for Albion. There took the cars for Rochester. Found Brother Orton, Jonathan T. Orton, waiting for us, and he took us to his home in his carriage. Rochester. Tuesday, August 23rd. Tarried with Brother Orton through the day. Traded in Rochester. Laura Seeley, came to Brother Orton's. Poor, afflicted soul. Roosevelt, New York. Wednesday, August 24th. Left Rochester for Syracuse. There took the omnibus for Central Square. Hired a conveyance for Roosevelt. Made our stopping place and home at Brother Sprague's. Roosevelt. Thursday, August 25th. Wrote to Brother Peabody, William Peabody. Was very weary. Roosevelt. Friday, August 26th. They are coming in to the meeting. Brother and Sister Wheeler, Frederick and Lydia Wheeler, are here. I am sick today. Had a meeting in the eve at the commencement of the Sabbath. It was a good meeting. Husband preached. There was a conference meeting appointed for the morning. I had opportunity to talk. Roosevelt. Sabbath, August 27th. They have a neat little meeting house. It was filled and crowded, and many could not get in at all. In the afternoon, they were obliged to give it up to the women and infirm and aged men. They drew up the wagons to the windows, and the men filled them full. I had freedom in preaching. Roosevelt. Sunday, August 28th. The meeting was held in the tent. Volney, New York. Monday, August 29th. Left Roosevelt for Volney. Rode in a lumber wagon. It was very wearisome. Volney. Tuesday, August 30th. Had a meeting in the schoolhouse. Bore my testimony after my husband preached. Springfield, Massachusetts. Wednesday, August 31st. Left Volney for Fulton, about 5 miles, 8 kilometers away. There took the cars for Syracuse, New York, and changed cars for Utica and again to Albany and tarried at Springfield overnight. Lodging and breakfast cost $2. Kensington, Connecticut. Thursday, September 1st. We again took the cars for Berlin, Connecticut. Arrived at Brother Belden's, Albert Belden, before noon. They received us gladly. Kensington. Friday, September 2nd. Brother Sperry, Charles W. Sperry, came from Vermont to consult James about meeting in Vermont. Great confusion about appointment. Brother Andrew Graham, came to take us to visit his people. We did not enjoy the visit much. We were so perplexed to know how to correct the appointment. Took dinner with Brother Bruce Graham. Bruce Graham. Then went to William Graham's, William Henry Graham. His wife is sick, confined to her bed. We had a praying season with her and left for Brother Belden's. Kensington. Sabbath, September 3rd. Quite a number have collected together. Dear precious souls are among them who have endured many hardships, suffered affliction and anguish. Sister Chamberlain, Mary Ann Chamberlain, is dressed in deep mourning. We call up the severe afflictions she has suffered. Buried a child, a noble boy named Joseph, about 4 years old. Buried her husband with that dreadful disease, smallpox. Then buried a daughter, a young woman grown. Gave birth soon after to a pair of twins. At an early age, buried one. Another son died in Michigan. Her son Joseph, a sweet, interesting boy of 8 years, was drowned. Jane, a young woman grown, died of consumption. Her afflicted heart was comforted by hearing the words spoken. She was greatly strengthened. Somerville, Massachusetts. Monday, September 5th. Left Connecticut for Springfield, Massachusetts, on our way to Boston, Massachusetts. Arrived at Boston. Took a hack for Haymarket Square. Then took the horse railroad for Somerville. Arrived at Brother Folsom's about dark. Were received heartily by Brother and Sister Folsom, Paul and Margaret Folsom. Somerville. Tuesday, September 6th. Found myself quite well this morning. Spent a portion of the day writing. Wrote home to Henry, age 12, Jenny, Jane Fraser, and Willie, age 5. Wrote to Topsom, Maine, Brother Sperry, and sent a letter to Brother Peabody, to Brother Harmon, John B. Harmon, and to Sister Sarah Belden, Sarah B. Belden. Somerville. Wednesday, September 7th. Wrote a portion of the day. Made husband 3 callers. James went into Boston. Rode with Brother Folsom to Salem, Massachusetts. Returned about 9 o'clock p.m. In his absence, Brother Nichols, Otis Nichols, came to see him. Was disappointed at his absence. Sister Folsom went out to trade. Returned about dark. Salem, Massachusetts. Thursday, September 8th. Left Somerville for Salem at 2:30 p.m. Brother Saxby, William L. Saxby, was not waiting for us. Took a carriage to his house. Brother and Sister Hutchins, Alfred S. and Esther M. Hutchins, came to Brother Saxby's in the eve. Salem. Friday, September 9th. Some are coming in to the meeting. May the Lord bless His people and fit us up to do the work committed to us. Salem. Sabbath, September 10th.
More brethren out than we had expected to see. The meeting was held in the Lyceum Hall. It is strangely constructed, the seats arising from the platform. Every row of seats is 1 step higher or ascending. The pulpit or stand is raised only 1 step. A great many can be convened. Our meeting Sabbath was profitable and interesting. James preached on baptism and that sin is the transgression of the law. I said a few words. Others gave in their exhortation. At 2:00 p.m., James preached again, with liberty upon the unity of the church. I then talked upon the necessity of living out our profession and enduring temptation. No public meeting. In Brother S.'s, William L. Saxby, house for the church. James talked at length upon our acting in union to place ourselves in a position to hold property legally. Passed off with profit. Salem, Sunday, September 11th. Prayer meeting in the morn. The church bore their testimony. We're quite free. As the people were collecting together, I exhorted the people. James preached in the morning, preach the word, etc. In the afternoon, finished the discourse. He was very clear. Many thought it was the most forcible discourse on the Sabbath they ever heard. The sofa was placed on the platform, on one side of the stand, and Sister Hutchins and self took our seats upon it. At the close of the afternoon discourse, I again bore my testimony. Had some liberty. In the eve, James preached again, dwelt upon the lawgiver, was quite clear and free. There were about 175 present. Again, I exhorted the people. Was free. The Lord gave me free utterance. And when the series of meetings closed, we felt we had done what we could. After the meeting closed, had some conversation with Sister Dana, related the wonderful dealings of God with me in past time. Somerville, Massachusetts. Monday, September 12th. My rest was much broken last night, yet I felt quite well this morn. We assembled for prayers. Husband talked before engaging in prayer upon the necessity of being kind, courteous, pitiful, of being of tender compassion to one another. Remarks were appropriate and instructive. James and Brother Nichols prayed. It was a sweet, precious season. We shall go to Somerville. Brother Saxby took his covered easy carriage and we rode 16 miles, 25 kilometers, to Somerville. Sister Saxby accompanied us. It was a pleasant ride. Somerville. Tuesday, September 13th. Go into Boston to trade. Dorchester, Massachusetts. Wednesday, September 14th. Go into Boston again to trade. Go to Brother Nichols to visit them. The girls are absent from home. Henry Otis Nichols, was at home. Sarah Amelia Hastings, went with us. Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Thursday, September 15th. Brother Nichols took us with his conveyance into Boston to take the cars. We are at Brother Ashley's. Are quite well. This seems to be a good home for us. Dartmouth. Friday, September 16th. Early in the morn, we walked to Sister Collins, Nancy Collins, 1 mile, 1.6 kilometers. It seemed like home to get in their big kitchen again, but one we miss, who was well and active when we were here before. Brother Collins has sickened and died, and has been borne away to the silent grave. His loss is deeply felt, not only by his family, but by all the church. This family only numbers two, the mother and her son. They love the truth. I call to mind the time when Gilbert was a boy of 12 years, was not expected to live, but we offered earnest prayer to God in his behalf. As we raised him from the bed in my arms, the great drops of perspiration stood on his brow. The Lord answered our prayer. He was restored to health. His hearing was restored. Dartmouth, Sabbath, September 17th. It is rainy today. We fear some will be hindered from coming to meeting, but the Lord doeth all things well. The rain will result to his glory. But few came out, but husband had good liberty in speaking. Portland, Maine. Monday, September 19th. Left Brother Ashley's for Somerville. Arrived at Boston. Found Brother Phillips waiting for us. He drove us into Boston. There we traded some. Then called at Brother Hale's of Charleston, Charlestown, Massachusetts. Purchased shoes, then went on to Brother Folsom's. Took dinner with them, and at 3 took the cars at Boston for Portland and Brunswick, Maine. As we arrived at Portland, we ascertained that the last train of cars had been taken off. We were disappointed. Took a carriage for Brother Luntz, Noah Norton Lunt. Tarried with them overnight. Brother Lobdell, Edward Lobdell, came in the eve. This hindrance cost us $1.50. En route to Topsom, Maine. Tuesday, September 20th. In Morn, took a carriage for cars. When we arrived at the Brunswick Depot, did not find a carriage there. I am waiting while my husband is gone to speak for a carriage. Sabbath, September 24th.